at Jesus' baptism, of course, where there is water, bearing witness to his deity, the Son of God, the incarnate Son of God, whose time had come, who is stepping forward and saying, now we begin this ministry that will end in ascension and glory. This God incarnate, begotten, not made, completely different from anything. He is the Word who was there in the beginning, and nothing was made without him. The eternal Word, capital W, the Word of life, chapter 1, verse 1 of this letter, if you can remember back to week 1, the Son of God. For there are three, says John, that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. They're not doubting each other. The three are in agreement. They work together. It joins up. It's like the rest of Scripture. And we testify today too by water, don't we? We do it there, and we do it up here as well with baptism by immersion. We testify. We testify by water. We testify with the symbolism of blood. We'll be doing so here at the Last Supper. We remember in our communion service. So that's two of them, and we're still doing it. Water, water, blood, Holy Spirit. Where's the Holy Spirit then? What's the answer to that one? It's the Holy Spirit's activity in this fallen world, at work in every believer, where we see the Holy Spirit's testimony, in and through the church. The church, like us, doesn't always get it right. But I tell you what, the Holy Spirit is there, and anything that you think's bad would be incalculably worse if the Holy Spirit was not at work. The Holy Spirit doesn't stop working because we don't understand what's happening. In this fallen world, we are energized, we are empowered by the Spirit of God. And all this affirms the truth already known and embedded, I hope, in all of us, the rightness of our trust in the truth that we've learned, that we've read in the Scriptures, that we go on reading in the Scriptures, that I hope you'll go on reading as long as your mind works and you can go on reading. And what we felt in our hearts and in our very bones, pray to feel it in your heart and your bones. If you don't very often, hearts of flesh, not hearts of stone. It's the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. On Wednesday, Lead Connections is going to take place, and there will be a barrister here talking about his work. And every day he's in court, the word truth begins the testimony of the witness. You promise to tell the truth because it really matters. And you stand there in trepidation of what's going to happen. But as Christians, we know the truth. We don't stand here in trepidation. You won't stand here in trepidation tomorrow. You won't stand in trepidation on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or any day. And when one day you come here in a box, there'll be no trepidation either, because the Spirit is the truth. Jesus' nature confirmed, Jesus' victory declared. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Oh, Jesus, you mean. Verse 4, even our faith. Whoever has the Son has life. Verse 12. Paul put it this way, the Father has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. There's that word again. In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. There's that again. Colossians. And this is not just life now. Please remember that. This is about the life to come and the life now, because the whole of the Christian's life is supernatural from day one. We're not in the realm where Satan rules. However you feel, Satan is defeated already. We are in God's family. We are secure. Nothing can change that, now and forever. I close with verse 20. And if we were in that Free Church Welsh chapel, I'm confident there will be a few who would shout Amen when I've read verse 20. So if you feel inclined, do shout Amen. One John, chapter 5, verse 20. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Amen.